Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Even if the Philistines knew what God had promised, they were not largely inclined to agree with it. They worshipped idols, not the true God. They were determined to guard what they believed was theirs from outsiders coming in and taking it away. They were willing to profit from Abraham and Isaac's labors, ready and anxious to take advantage if they could. But they really were not willing to be good neighbors. Look at Isaac. Isaac goes out of his way, literally, to try to be a good neighbor. He figures, here is a good place, I'll unplug my dad's wells and we'll settle here. They got in a conflict over whose water it was, and so he just walked away rather than escalate the conflict. It was still a foreign country, really, to Abraham and Isaac at this point, Isaac particularly. It was promised to them, but it had not yet been delivered. God had not fulfilled his promise yet because the conditions God had placed on it were not present yet. The conditions of that original covenant with Abraham back in Genesis 15 required a delay of 400 years before the iniquity of the Amorites would be filled up. That is still in the future. Yet the promise is guaranteed because of who made it. God promised. God will come through. It is, in effect, their land. God did not tell Abraham or Isaac, I will give this land to your great-great-great-great however many is the right number grandchildren. He said, I am giving it to you. Yet neither of them presumed on God's promise. They did not really treat the land as if it were their own. They did not resort to violence to defend what God had said he would give to them. They trusted God would come through at the time of his choosing. They trusted God to make good on his promise. They did not try to force it, unlike Sarah. In the meantime, they lived toward their neighbors as if God had not given the promise, that they are strangers, aliens in the land. They respected their neighbors. They respected their property rights. They followed the process regarding treaties. There was a treaty between Abraham and Abimelech that was supposed to continue on. When it was not respected, Isaac did not get all testy and violent and try to defend it himself. When he had the opportunity, he brought it up to Abimelech, but he did not take the law into his own hands. He did his best to try to live at peace with his neighbors. Isaac was determined. Even though Paul had not written Romans 12 yet, Isaac was determined to live that way, where Paul said, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." And Isaac truly tried to do that. The Philistines were not showing love to Isaac. In fact, they were doing what they could to put lives in danger, hindering access to water. And not only was it potentially dangerous for the people, what they did could have had a serious impact on Isaac's net worth. Think about Isaac's investments. Where was his worth located? It was located in his animals. The greatest portion of Isaac's capital was animals, sheep and goats and whatever else he had. If he lost them due to lack of water, he would see his wealth diminished, potentially by the actions of the Philistines. So what does Isaac do? He tries to put distance between them. We're not sure where Esek and Sitnah were located. Perhaps Esek was closest to the town of Gerar and Sitnah farther away. But apparently it was not far enough to satisfy the Philistine herdsmen. Isaac's response was to travel several days' journey for a sizable caravan with a lot of livestock. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.